Captain's log, stardate 5718.3. The Enterprise is orbiting Elba 2, a planet with a poisonous atmosphere where the Federation maintains an asylum for the few remaining incorrigible, criminally insane of the galaxy. We are bringing a revolutionary new medicine to them, a medicine with which the Federation hopes to eliminate mental illness for all time. I am transporting down with Mr. Spock, and we're delivering the medicine to Dr. Donald Corey, the governor of the colony.
Donald, good to see you.
Governor?
Gentlemen, you don't know what a treat this is for me. It's been too long since I've had company, Jim. The force field's back in place now. That means you two are trapped here, and I'm not accepting any excuses for your not dining with me.
We'd be delighted.
Governor, you indicated one additional inmate since our last visit, making a total of 15. Is that correct?
It is. The rehabilitation program isn't progressing too well, and I have my doubts about the effectiveness of this medicine, too.
Why, Donald, are you becoming a pessimist?
I'm afraid I have.
A total of 15 incurably insane out of billions is not what I would call an excessive figure. Who is the new inmate?
Garth. Garth of Izar, a former Starship Fleet captain.
When I was a cadet at the Academy, his exploits were required reading. He was one of my heroes. I'd like to see him, Donna.
Of course. Captain Kirk is pressed for time at the moment, Marta.
There's nothing the matter with me. Can't you see just by looking at me? Can't you tell just by listening?
You sound rational enough, Captain.
I am rational.
Well, what is it you want to tell
him? I can't tell you in front of him.
You're afraid to talk in front of Governor Corey?
He isn't really Governor Corey at all. That's just it.
She's been saying that for days now. Our medical staff can't figure out why. Here's Garth. He's been unusually disturbed, and we've had to impose additional restraint.
Corey?
Yes, Jim. Corey. It's true. He tricked you.
You said you wanted to see me, Captain.
Well, here I am.
Frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its five-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Friend is still alive, Captain. My phaser was set to stun, not to kill. You'll be quite comfortable. Almost as comfortable as you and our esteemed governor.
Garth, do you have to make him suffer like that?
You will address me by my proper title, Kirk.
I'm sorry. I should have said Captain Garth.
I am Lord Garth, formerly of Izar, and I lead the future masters of the universe.
I'm sorry, Lord Garth.
You Earth people are a stiff-necked lot, aren't you?
Release him.
I'm afraid that subjugating you won't be enough. You must be confined. And all the people of the galaxy who will not bow to my will must be confined or destroyed.
Captain Garth, listen to me.
Oh, our beloved governor has decided to address us. And we have not given him our permission to speak.
Are you so afraid of him that you must keep him pinned?
I'm afraid of no one. You're all powerless against me.
Thank you. Now, what have you done with the medicine?
The medicine? You mean the poison? I destroyed it.
Destroyed it? It was your only...
Silence! The chatter of inferior weaklings wearies me. And it's time I took command of the Enterprise. You will help me, of course.
Of course.
My crew mutinied. The first use I will make of the Enterprise is to hunt them down and punish them for that.
The crew of the Enterprise will also mutiny.
But they won't. You see, Captain, there's a helpful technique I've mastered.
Goodbye, darling. I'll miss you.
No help for any of us if that madman is in command of the Enterprise. He boasts that he's created the most powerful explosive in the universe, and I believe him.
How does he manage to change form at will?
The people of Antos taught him the techniques of cellular metamorphosis to restore the destroyed parts of his body. By himself, he later learned to use the technique to recreate himself into any form he wished. The first time we knew about it was when a guard, seeing what he thought was me in Garth's cell, released him.
He was such a genius. What a waste. Force fields off. Good. Remain here out of sight until I give you the order to join me. Kirk's Enterprise.
Scott here, sir.
Beam me aboard.
Aye, sir. Queen to Queen's level 3.
I said beam me aboard.
I said Queen to Queen's level 3.
We have no time for chess problems. Beam me aboard.
I'm following your orders, Captain. Queen to Queen's level 3.
Just testing. Be in touch with you later.
Sign. Why didn't he give me the countersign?
Something's wrong.
Using the chess problem was the captain's own suggestion. He couldn't have forgotten it, and I can't believe he was testing me. Lieutenant, reestablish communication.
Aye, sir. There's no response, Mr. Scott.
Send an armed detail to the transporter room immediately.
Aye, aye, sir.
Mr. Sulu, what do your sensors show?
We can't beam anybody down, sir. The force field on the planet is in full operation, and all forms of transport into the asylum dome are blocked off.
Well, we could blast our way through the field, but only at the risk of destroying the captain, Mr. Spock, and any other living thing on Elba 2.
How can we be powerful enough to wipe out a planet and still be so helpless?
We are going to take the Enterprise. Do you hear me? We are going to take her. I have to shatter every bone in Captain Kirk's body. Too uncomfortable, Captain?
I thank you for your concern. All in all, it's been rather restful.
Good. Still, I'm afraid I've been quite remiss in my duties as your host. But I did invite you down to dinner, as you may recall.
I've forgotten.
But I haven't. You and Mr. Spock are to be my guests.
Where is Mr. Spock?
Right here. Marta!
Why can't I blow off just one of his ears?
Stop that, Marta. Mr. Spock will think we're lacking in hospitality. Won't you join us, Captain?
How are you, Mr. Spock?
Very well indeed. Thank you, Captain.
Isn't Governor Corey joining us?
No, the governor doesn't seem to be on the guest list.
Oh, an oversight?
An intentional one. The governor's fasting.
In that case, we must decline with thanks.
Captain?
Don't be a fool, Jim. Go along with him.
Good advice, Governor. Well, Captain, you'll find we set a handsome table, and the entertainment is most enjoyable.
You're very persuasive.
Yes, I am. I certainly am. Hands off, Kirk. You treacherous thing.
You're jealous.
I am above that sort of thing. The captain is annoyed by your tensions, that's all.
Am I annoying you, dearest?
Well, not really.
He finds me fascinating. And you're bothered by it. Admit it.
I may have you beaten to death.
No, you won't. Because I am the most beautiful woman on this planet.
You're the only woman on this planet, you stupid cow.
Well, I'm the most beautiful woman in this galaxy.
You're repulsive.
I'm beautiful. And I'm intelligent, too. I write poetry. And I paint marvelous pictures. And I am a wonderful dancer.
Lies, all lies. You are the greatest liar I have ever met. Let me hear one poem you've written.
If you like.
Captain, if you could create a diversion, I might be able to find the control room and open the force field.
All we need is a few seconds if Scotty has alerted the security detail.
Gentlemen, courtesy for the performer.
Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Thou art more lovely and more temperate. Rough winds do shake the darling buds of May, and summer's lease hath all...
You wrote that?
Yesterday, as a matter of fact.
It was written by an Earthman named Shakespeare a long time ago.
Which does not alter the fact that I wrote it again yesterday. I think it's one of my best poems. Don't you?
I may kill you with my bare hands! Actually, Captain, she is a superb dancer. Marta, my dear, won't you dance for our guests? That was not a request. Isn't she, Captain?
Yes, incredible.
What is your reaction, Mr. Spock?
Well, I find it mildly interesting and somewhat nostalgic, if I understand the use of that word.
Nostalgic?
Yes, it is somewhat reminiscent of the dances that Balkan children do in nursery school. Of course, the children are not so well coordinated.
Yours, if you wish, Captain.
Oh, thank you. That's, very magnanimous of you.
Oh, you'll find that I am magnanimous to my friends and merciless to mine enemies. And I want you, both of you, to be my friends.
On what, precisely, is our friendship to be based?
Well, upon the firmest of foundations, Mr. Spock. Enlightened self-interest. You, Captain, are second only to me as the finest military commander in the galaxy.
It's very flattering. I am primarily an explorer now, Captain Garth.
And so have I been. I have charted more new worlds than any man in history.
And tried to destroy Antos IV. Why?
Well, I could say because they were actively hostile to the Federation.
As you could say, but that would be untrue.
Agreed. Actually, they were quite harmless, and they made me whole when I was maimed and dying. And in my gratitude, I offered them a galaxy. They rejected me, and I condemned them to death.
How could you, a starship fleet captain, believe that a Federation crew would blindly obey your order to destroy the entire Antos race, a people famous for their benevolence and peaceful pursuits?
That was my only miscalculation. I had changed. I had risen above this decadent weakness, which still has you in its command, by the way, Captain. My crew had not. I couldn't sway them. But my new crew, the men in this room, will obey my orders without question. Gentlemen, you have eyes, but you cannot see. Galaxies surround us. Limitless vistas. And yet, the Federation would have us grub away like some ants on some somewhat larger than usual anthill. But I am not an insect. I am master of the universe, and I must claim my domain.
I agree, there was a time when war was necessary, and you were our greatest warrior. I studied your victory at Axanar when I was a cadet. In fact, it still required reading at the Academy.
As well it should be.
Very well. But my first visit to Axanar was as a new-fledged cadet on a peace mission.
Peace mission? Politicians and weaklings!
They were humanitarians and statesmen. And they had a dream. A dream that became a reality and spread throughout the stars. A dream that made Mr. Spock and me brothers.
Mr. Spock!
Do you consider Captain Kirk and yourself brothers?
Captain Kirk speaks somewhat figuratively and with undue emotion. However, what he says is logical, and I do, in fact, agree with it.
Blind! Truly blind! Captain Kirk is your commanding officer, and you are his subordinate. And that is all.
Yet, Mr. Spock, you are a worthy commander in your own right, and in my fleet, you will surely have a starship to command.
Please forgive me, but exactly where is your fleet?
Out there, waiting for me. They will flock to my cause, and for good reason.
Limitless power!
Limitless wealth! And solar systems ruled by the elite. We gentlemen are that elite, and we must take what is rightfully ours from the decadent weaklings that now hold it.
Captain Garth.
Lord Garth!
As you wish. At any rate, you must be aware of the fact that you are attempting to recreate the disaster which resulted in your becoming an inmate in this place.
I was betrayed and treated barbarically.
On the contrary, you were treated with justice and with compassion, which you failed to show towards any of your intended victims. Logically, therefore, one must assume...
Relieve this animal!
Try some of this wine, Captain. It has a robust, full-bodied flavor, which I'm sure you'll find diverting.
Oh, thank you. I prefer to join Mr. Spock.
And I prefer that you remain here. Martha, my dear. We found your little divertissement enchanting, didn't we, Captain? But there's much, much more to come. The entertainment has merely begun. By the way, I assume you play chess.
Occasionally.
So do I. How would you respond to Queen to Queen's level 3?
I'm sure you're aware that there are an infinite number of countermoves.
I'm interested in only one.
I can't for the life of me imagine which one.
For the life of me is a phrase well chosen, Captain. It could literally come to that.
Dead, I am of no use to you.
But I could make you long for death. Beg for death.
In the midnight of November, when the dead man's fair is nigh, and the danger in the valley, and the anger in the sky, I wrote that this morning. Do you like it?
Yes, I think it's very good.
Tell him what he wants to know, and we'll go away together.
I can't.
But you must. I beg of you.
Oh, don't beg, Marta. It's degrading. Queen to Queen's level 3, Captain. You'll talk freely.
And quite soon.
What you see before you, Captain, is my latest invention. Quite ordinary in appearance. Almost primitive, wouldn't you say?
Yes, I recognize it. It's used for rehabilitation purposes.
It helped many men back to health.
Appearances can be deceiving. Once it was a part of the rehabilitation process, and as such, quite painless. And I might add, useless, too. It made men docile and of no use to me. I've added certain refinements to the use of ultrasonic waves. The chair is no longer painless. Put the governor in it. Queen's level 3, Captain Kirk. It is, in fact, exquisitely painful, as you will now see. Interesting, isn't it? The pain is real and can be prolonged indefinitely because there is no actual destruction of tissue. Stop it! Of course, Captain. You have but to ask. Now, as you can see, he has not been harmed physically. Yet the memory of the exquisite torment remains. Queen to Queen's level 3, Captain?
No.
Too bad. Remove our distinguished governor, put Captain Kirk in the chair. Becoming offensive to me, my dear. Don't make it necessary for me to put you in it.
Captain Kirk.
3, Captain Kirk. To join him?
Listen to me, my Lord Garth. I can get him to tell me what you want to know.
Might be interesting to have you try.
No breakthrough.
No, Mr. Scott, still no response from the planet.
Sensor readings.
The force field is weakest on the far side of the planet. We can't send down a shuttlecraft carrying a team in environmental suits.
It won't work, Scotty. They'd have to cover thousands of miles through poisonous atmosphere before they'd ever reach the asylum.
Ah, you're right. But even if they made it, they couldn't carry anything powerful enough to break through the asylum dome. Only the ship herself could do that.
Probably killed Jim and Spock.
Doctor, they may already be dead.
Slowly, darling. Slowly. Rest.
Is this more of Garth's persuasion, Martha?
I told him I'd discover your secret. I lied. I would have told him anything to save you from that torment.
I believe you mean that.
I do. This is where I've longed to be. I think I knew I loved you from the moment I first saw you.
Marta. I can help you. But I must get to the Enterprise to do that.
That's not possible.
Well, yes, it is. It is. If I can get to the control room. And remove the force field, and Garth is finished.
Garth is my leader.
He will lead you to destruction. He's already destroyed the medicine that could have helped you. But there's more medicine aboard the ship.
I'll help you, but you must wait. You do see that, don't you? Soon your friend Spock will be here, and then...
Spock?
At least I've arranged that much.
How did you manage that?
A convincing lie told to a guard who finds me desirable. Darling.
For assuring permanent male fidelity. Interesting.
I'm very glad to see you.
Thank you, Captain. We're now armed. I presume we shall try to reach the control room.
Yes, you presume correctly.
is now off, Captain.
Kirk to Enterprise.
Kirk to Enterprise.
Mr. Scott, it's the Captain.
Scott here, Captain.
You had us worried.
Mr. Scott, I want a fully armed security detail beamed down here on the double.
They're already in the transporter room, sir.
And have Dr. McCoy prepare additional medicine as quickly as possible.
Aye, aye, sir.
Captain, I suggest you return to the ship at once. Your safety is vital to the Enterprise.
Waiting for your order, Captain.
I also request permission to remain here in charge of the security team you beamed down.
Very well, sir.
Still waiting, Captain.
Mr. Scott, the Captain's life is in immediate danger. Beam him aboard at once. The security team will be entrusted to me.
Queen to Queen's level 3. Repeat. Queen to Queen's level 3.
He's waiting for the proper reply, Captain.
Give the countersign as ordered.
Scotty, Mr. Spock will give the countersign.
Give him the countersign, Captain.
Security detail. Stand by to beam down.
Blast away, Captain. Can. You think I'm fool enough to give you a charged phaser?
Have you done with Spock? Where is he?
I have done nothing with him as of yet. I do have plans for him. The Vulcan will die rather horribly, and his death will be on your conscience.
Captain Garth.
Lord Garth!
No, sir. Captain Garth, Starship Fleet Captain. That's an honorable title.
And I was the greatest of them all, wasn't I?
Yes, you were. Yes. But you're a sick man now, sir.
I have never been more healthy.
No. No, think. Think back to what you were. Before the accident that sent you to Antus IV. Try.
I can't remember. It's almost as if I had died and was reborn.
Oh, I can remember. You were the finest student at the Academy. The finest starship captain. You were the prototype, the model for the rest of us.
Yes, I do remember that. It was a great responsibility, but one I was proud to bear.
You bore it well. And the disease that changed you, it's not your fault. And the terrible things you did since then, not truly responsible.
I don't want to hear anymore. You're weak, and you're trying to drain me of my strength.
No, I'm not. I want you to find what you once had. I want you to go back to the greatness that you've lost, Captain Garth.
I am Lord Garth, master of the universe.
You duck me only because I have not, as of yet, had my coronation.
No, sir, listen to me.
Stop! On your knees. Oh. On your knees before me! All the others before me have failed. Alexander, Caesar, Napoleon, Hitler, Lee Kuan, Crotus, all of them are dust. But I will triumph. I will make the ultimate conquest.
Table as a pedestal.
Ah, welcome back, Captain Kirk.
I'm glad you could make it for the coronation.
Coronation?
Yes. Oh, I know that even a real throne is no more than merely a chair, but the symbolism is important, don't you agree?
Yes, I agree. You'll wear a crown too, I presume?
Well, again, just as a token. Not impressive in itself, but it will serve as a standard around which our followers will rally.
Garth, you have only a handful of men.
You do refuse to enter into the spirit of the thing, don't you, Captain? Perhaps you'd like a larger role in the ceremony. You could serve as human sacrifice, for example.
No, I wouldn't enjoy that at all. Besides, you seem to need me alive.
Not true. All right. How about Crown Prince? That would make you our heir apparent. Heir apparent, I believe, is the proper role for you. Besides, we have other candidates for our human sacrifice. Who knows? We're ready. Therefore, we hereby proclaim that I am Lord Garth, Master of the Universe. And we designate our beloved martyr to be our consort. And we further designate Captain James Kirk of the Starship Enterprise to be our heir apparent. This ceremony.
Unless you help me stop him. And he's using you, you know, because he wants the power for himself. I brought something down here that might have cured you, but he destroyed it. If I can get a patrol down here, they'd bring some more of that medicine down here. Oh!
Well done. Well, Captain, you continue to resist. How stupid of him. Put him in that chair right here. I've arranged a small entertainment. I would not want to miss any of it. Well, Captain, even you must admit that I'm a genius. What you see here is my latest invention. This is an explosive. The most powerful one in history. If I were to drop this flask, the resulting explosion would vaporize this planet. Now do you see why it is ridiculous for you to resist me, Captain? Well, perhaps you require the demonstration I've arranged. Watch closely. Now, it is true that she is deadly as a poisonous serpent, but she is also a beautiful woman, and you have held her in your arms, Captain. I've ordered my men drive her out of the protective dome. And of course, she would choke to death on the outside in a matter of minutes. But I've arranged a more merciful end for her. Because after all, Captain, she is my consort. One tiny crystal implanted in her neck. A portion of this explosive, no bigger than a grain of sand. I propose to detonate it from here. Dear suffering child. I will help her now.
explosion on Elba 2.
0.95.
Must have wiped out everything.
Immediate probe. Is the force field in place, Mr. Sulu?
Yes, sir, solidly.
Life continues to exist on the planet.
Gotta break through it somehow.
Doctor, I told you we couldn't do it without killing everyone in the asylum dome.
I know it, Scotty.
Well, there's one last thing we might try. Perhaps the ship's phasers can cut through a section of the force field at its weakest point. Where did you say that was located, Mr. Sulu?
On the far side of the planet, Mr. Scott.
Will it leave a margin of safety for the people below?
Yes, sir.
Prepare to change orbital path, Mr. Sulu.
Orbital coordinates released, sir.
Break synchronous orbit. Come to course 1-4, Mach 6-8.
Course 1-4, Mach 6-8. Synchronous orbit reestablished, sir.
Ship's phasers to narrow beam.
Ship's phasers ready, sir.
Let's punch a hole in it. Full power. Another blast. Full power.
Force field still holding, sir.
Yes. How are your nerves, Kirk?
All I can say, Garth, if it happens to me, it happens to you.
You're an extraordinary fellow, Kirk. Your stubbornness defies all logic. Logic. That is the key. Your friend Spock is a logical man. A very logical man. Go and bring the Vulcan here to me. Captain, he's a more intelligent one, I'm sure. I shall establish a rapport with him. Fascinating. Your Vulcan friend is a very ingenious fellow. This could be most amusing.
Carefully, Spock. Can't you tell I'm your captain?
Queen, to Queen's level 3.
I won't answer that. That's exactly what he wants to know.
Very clever, Garth.
That's exactly what I was going to say. What are you doing?
Arranging to beam down a security team. Are there any objections?
Yes. They may walk into a trap. That's right. Garth can destroy us.
Fascinating. What maneuver did we use to defeat the Romulan vessel near Tau Ceti?
Very good, Spock. The Cochrane deceleration. Spock, you know the Cochrane deceleration is a classic battle maneuver. Every starship captain knows that.
Agreed, Captain.
Captains.
Gentlemen, whichever one of you is Captain Garth, must at this moment be expending a great deal of energy to maintain the image of Captain Kirk. That energy level cannot be maintained indefinitely, and I have time. To Enterprise.
Enterprise here. Queen to Queen's level 3.
Queen to King's level 1.
Will intramuscular injection be satisfactory?
Intravenous is indicated unless circumstances make it impossible.
How long before it takes effect, Dr. McCoy?
Reversal of arterial and brain damage should begin almost immediately.
Garth. I'm James Kirk.
I'm Mr. Spock, science officer on a starship.
The Starship Enterprise.
Starship. Starship.
Yes, sir, the Enterprise. I'm the captain. Can I help you?
No, Captain. The medicine seems to be taking effect. I can manage. It's very encouraging.
Should I know you, sir? No. Captain. Mr. Spock.
Yes, Captain.
Tell me something. Why was it so impossible to tell the difference between us?
It was not impossible, Captain. Our presence here is proof of that.
Yes, and congratulations. What took you so long?
The interval of uncertainty was actually fairly brief, Captain. It only seemed long to you. I was waiting for a victor in the hand-to-hand struggle, which I assumed would be Captain Garth. Because of your depleted condition. Failing a resolution to the struggle, I was forced to use other means to make my determination.
I see. Mr. Spock, letting yourself be hit on the head, and I presume you let yourself be hit on the head, is not exactly a method King Solomon would have approved. Mr. Scott, ready to beam up.
Aye, aye, sir.